Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Going down. It's so dark in LA and it's really, really weird weather. And I just have my beautiful guest coming into the studio and she looks so beautifully. Oh my gosh. Hello, Natalia. You can scream to the phone. Hello.
Hello.
You look hot today.
Thank you.
Put the headphone on and tell me if you can hear me well.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Today is one of those days that I don't know. It's sleepy, but I'm energetic, and I don't know. How are you today?
You know, I just came from the conservatory where we were planning our winter schedule.
Yes.
As you know, you were one of our teachers, and you taught the vocal performance class, which
this was so amazing experience for me. And I just almost moved myself like 20 something years ago when I was studying in music academy in Poland in pop department. And this was very European ways how they treated us there. And, you know, they just sucked me into this belief that I could be a star very, very fast. They gave us the best teachers. They took care of our voice and movement and acting skills and vocal skills. And the movement was not only dance, but we were also like in a theater. They were placing us in a certain parts of the stage, and that's called the spot. You need to find your own
light.
Yes, the craziest things I remember that they asked me to be a tree, screaming tree. I'm like, what? You know, and I was always very elegant and very uptight young girl in age of 19. I had already 1 year old child, and I always felt like I'm so much older compared to all of the students that were around, very free, beautifully, you know, hopeful, gorgeous girls who only had in their minds that they will be stars. To me, I was going back to take care of the tiny little baby, and my ex-husband was in the army, they took him to, then I had a very grown-up life, but I had dreams. I had big dreams. And you know what? And you are the most perfect person to just talk to us about dreams, because I think the school that you created and environment for international artists, and not only, is so unusually cool that I think people need to know more about the school. I post the winter schedule. Name your name. Oh my gosh. I'm saying like everybody knows you because everybody is supposed to know you. You were my guest two times and one on video channel on our show. But please, Natalia, could you beautifully introduce yourself to us?
Thank you so much. Natalia Lazarus, I am the founder and CEO of the Los Angeles Performance Center. And inside the center is the LA Performing Arts Conservatory, which is a school for actors, writers, and directors. And as you know, all this time we have had international students with an F1 visa that then allows them to work at the end of their studies. But we also now have domestic students because we are degree granting. We can give out a degree in acting and in screenwriting, which also makes us now very competitive in the American market.
This place is charming and feels like bigger than life school, even when it seems that it's 60-seat theater inside, which this is so hot. I don't know if every school can have so magical place. You enter this place, you feel like you want to perform there. It's huggable. It's very close. On the other hand, the chairs are great. The environment is cool. Everybody's friendly. But like I say, in my situation, I had the pleasure to teach international student actors and directors in the future. Yes, they will be also directing. And they had this accents from all around the world, but having so unusual group of people, so talented, so gorgeous, and everybody had something different because they were bringing from their countries, the difference, really the difference. But I had 9 weeks, and I think in the first week it was a little bit different, but in the ninth week, they were all hugging each other, they were loving each other, the relationship that they had between each other, I don't know. I never saw something like that in my school. It's something very, very special, which brings me to the thinking that the world becomes one if we create more schools like yours, or maybe keep yours only the one, because that's hard too. But fact is, you created very unusual place. And I want to tell people one more time, name of the school, where is this place, and how to get to you.
The Los Angeles Performing Arts Conservatory. We are on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. So it's the all-pedestrian street, three blocks from the ocean, very safe, tons of parking. You can go out to dinner, go to the movies. It's a great place for coming to the classes. Like you said, we have the theater, which is the Promenade Playhouse, but we also have three different classrooms. And we try to create a family environment for the artist so that at least you have a creative home where you can come and express yourself.
And we it's so European also, because these settings that you come from the street, you just enter, you know, into the theater, and you feel like you can come and go. You can grab coffee or something. You know that the place is there waiting for you. It's just I don't know how many places like that exist in LA. You probably tell me more about that, but I want to believe that it's unique and you are the queen of it, because how many years ago you decided that that's what you wanted to do?
Well, I took over the school on my own in 2005 and turned it from what was then a studio into an international school.
But 2005, we are talking 10 years ago. And like I say, you are a very young, gorgeous woman. And that's very, you had a lot of courage to take this project upon your beautiful, tiny greatness frame, you know, because you are so sweet, so beautiful, not like one of those tough women. When you see, you are like, oh my gosh, she probably is a boss and she'll kill everybody if they say no. You're just wonderful, wonderful lady, and you are an actor.
Yes.
You do so many things outside of that. We are talking about taking care of the school, but you have a life.
I think
bigger
it's
than
about,
life.
You were talking about dreams, and
yes.
I came up with a quote recently because, as you know, I'm writing this book called The Actor's Key.
Yeah.
And the quote is, all your dreams really are possible in ways you may have never imagined.
Huh.
And for me, that's what the school means. If you had asked me 20 years ago if I would be creating a school, I would have probably said, no, are you crazy?
No.
But because I was an actor first, and I still am, as you know, I just got back from Paris where I worked for 2 months on the play called A Picasso. We performed in French and in English to fabulous reviews. And being an actor allowed me to then now know what it is to be able to give back to other artists an environment where they can learn and grow and follow their dreams.
And we are talking about having them for sometimes 2 years.
Yes.
And we are talking about parents sending these beautiful young humans, hopeful humans with dreams to another country, you know, and just giving them to you in your hands, because whatever we say, like I say, people trust you and your school first and foremost, and then believing that these children will grow, they will get when they want to be in life. But having the home setting likes that the relationships are really created there, and that they feel included and not feel like they're outsiders. Because we are talking also that America is welcoming, but oh boy, when you come from another country and you are like left on a 3rd promenade street and say, okay, enjoy your life, fight for yourself, I don't think so it's possible. Oh, so easy. You know,
well, we've had our students, many of them say that that's why they enjoy so much being part of our school, is because of that, because they feel welcome, they feel part of something, they're not just profiled or put down. You know, there's a variety. You know, our school teaches you that there is variety in the world, and there are other countries, not just the United States. We incorporate all of them, so we're obliged to pay attention to the different experiences.
And I think we have a right to speak very loudly about people with an accent, you know, even when you speak, your English is just amazing, but you are the lady that speaks many, many languages, and you are originally from?
Honduras. I grew up in Central America in Tegucigalpa.
You know what? And people need to understand that people like us, they don't happen so often. I will say I'm a very special human being, but with you and a lady who speaks fluently five languages, you can just list them and make us feel like less off. But please tell us how many languages.
Well, it's actually four fluently. I speak, obviously, English, Spanish, French, Italian, and conversational Japanese.
No. I don't even want to talk about that because this is like, where this came from?
Well, I was offered to go work in Japan, so I was I had a job there for 3 months, and I knew that I could not go to a country where I did not speak the language. I would feel completely lost. I'm so used to landing anywhere in the world and being able to speak Spanish or French or Italian or English, but that doesn't happen in Japan.
You are scaring me. Natalia, you are scaring me, and you are scaring people, but this is the good scare, because Accent On, this radio show, as your school, just tries to prove that people who come to America, they can achieve their dreams first, that we are creating their new history, new country inside of the country, that we are all one. And I think the coolest things is that people with an accent and different culture, they really are changing right now the history in this country.
We are creating a new generation of artists and a new generation of how to live and how to look at the world. And when you talked about finding your light, I mean, it's important. Obviously, it's a theater and camera term, you know, find your light. So you know it, too, from singing.
Yes.
But I think it also means spiritually, you know, finding your light and projecting that light so that others are attracted to you and you're able to give back all the good that we have, that we've learned from our teachers, from other fellow artists. That is the light, is moving it forward, moving it to a place that it's positive, and it's by giving.
And, you know, because many, many years I was studying my craft, and I'm talking about singing. And then I was singer for many, many years, a pretty successful one with lots of awards. Then I found my love, my light in this country, a man that I was happy with for many, many years. Then, like in life, things are falling apart. And then you start questioning what I left behind. And like a lot of ladies of certain age, you think, did I lose everything or did I gain? By losing, did I gain something that maybe allowed me to just bring everything what I learned from my old country in this beautiful American that I am for 20-something years and just decide to full force go into something that I believe I can do. Hopefully you didn't have my journey. You decided 10 years ago to, like I say, open this beautiful creative place that right now I had a pleasure, like I say, see around 20 people there and very closely work with them. But I know over the 10 years, you probably had a few hundred people.
Thousands,
there.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I worked there for 20 plus years now. So the journey of it becoming a degree granting was 10 years ago. But I've been with the place for 20 years. I've just seen it through its many different phases. And now that I just got back from Europe from doing the play, I haven't actually taught in Los Angeles for a while. And I will be in January going back to those roots.
But only a few weeks.
Teaching to the local talent here. I'll be teaching the Actor's Key, which is my signature program, learning different personality types and how you can apply them to character work. And then I'll be teaching American Acting Techniques, which is a combination of Sanford Meisner, Stella Adler, and Lee Strasberg, and my own twist on them, which is what I've learned as an actor and as a director. So I'm very excited about getting back into the classroom and putting putting my own work as an actor and as a director to the test by teaching, which, as you know, is a gift.
Teaching is a gift. And I was like wrapping around my own life story into it, that from a few years ago, 3-4 years ago, I decided to just become one more time stronger, second, third time around. We have a lot of rounds when things are changing in life. But I said, I have so much to offer. I know I have amazing history. But from the idea and dream, and in any age, into applying yourself to create something bigger than life, and that could be maybe scary, but really I'm never afraid of trying anything. But really, we need to make a decision in life. I know you like maybe 2 years right now, but watching you are making decision in many different places. I'm talking school, I'm talking you traveling, I'm talking you directing your own plays. And I want to go step by step for people to understand who Natalia really is, because I don't even know what part is the most important part in your life. I think you are like very nicely traveling between all of them and finding your place to land. Like right now you're landing in Santa Monica for maybe 10 weeks, I don't know for how long, and decided that's what right now, after touring France and doing Picasso, which we need to talk about this, that's one of the amazing moments in your life probably, that you can just describe what's happened in Paris, the tragedy and terrorism plus art plus really like little comparison with World War II, and you know, but you will tell us this much, much better. But I think we'll take a little tiny break, and because I have a special song for you that it has one word in French in the song, but I like this one. Can I find my song? Yeah, Je t'aime, mon amour.
Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo too familiar to me. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you, when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop the merry-go-round. Time's running out for you and I have my dream. Come stay with me. The days of our lives side by side, and night filled with love is all I want. The days of our lives side by side, at night only dream is all I want. Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo too. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo too familiar. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you, when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop a merry-go-round. Time's running out for you and I have a dream. Come stay with every song that I've heard over and over again, it's in my
gosh, romantic. French is so beautiful. Natalia, I had the pleasure to come to your theater and watching you playing in a Picasso spectacle, we call this. But how you will describe this in spectacle? This is not the word.
It's a play.
Play. Sorry, spectacle yes. is very European.
Yes, spectacle.
Spectacle, yes. Play. Two people on the stage, more than 1 hour, you and your wonderful actor who played Picasso, his name
Charles Fatty is a French actor who works in Los Angeles a lot.
Wow. Like I said, I didn't know what to expect. I knew a little bit of story. I was expecting the story, but I didn't see you acting. I knew you as a principal of the school and wonderful lady that I had on a show a few times. But two people took my daughter with me. Theater was full many, many days already. Yes, you had to, like, but that was like almost end of the run when I came. My jaw dropped. There was no sound for 1.5 hour in this theater. There was only you and Picasso.
Yes.
You and Picasso. I'm not saying tough, because it didn't look tough for you or both of you to play the spectacle, this play. You were amazing. You both were very, very good. And I understand that you left Santa Monica to Paris. But could you tell me the idea? How many years ago you decided to do this? Was this like on a spur of the moment from the idea? And then you took this play to France, and in French, you were doing the same in
yes.
Paris, which this is like going to the lion den. You tell us, yeah.
You know, it's a play called A Picasso by an American playwright, Jeffrey Hatcher, who just wrote the screenplay for the film that came out called Mr. Holmes. This is an amazing play. It's two people, like you said, 90 minutes in one location. It takes place in Paris, 1941, during the German occupation, and a female Nazi agent, Mademoiselle Fischer, who I play, has called Picasso in for questioning. And it's during the time when the Nazis were burning the art and the books. The play is called A Picasso because she needs to leave that room with A Picasso for the burning. And you find out later that her life is at stake, that she's not really a Nazi, she's really Jewish. And in that time period, there were very few women who were art historians like yeah. she is. She's a doctor in art.
In a way, she wants to save Picasso's art.
She wants to That's save Picasso. She loves Picasso. She's in love with Picasso, but she has to destroy Picasso in order to save herself. So as an artist, that was one of the main attractions. I thought this is an amazing role to play. Yeah. And then, of course, it's about Picasso, and that in and of itself, you know, he's a genius and, you know, the 20th century modern artist of all time. So the play came about in 2013. I've been working on it for 2 years. And it came about because there was an opportunity to do something in the south of France. One of my students... That's why, you know, your students become then your directors,
Emily.
Your collaborators. He was part of a theater company called What Larks, which is a British theater company in the south of France. They are called What Larks, the only speaking English company in Provence. Mm. And they were looking for a show, and he sent them my show. And that's how A Picasso was born. And we were able to do it in English in the south of France. We got great reviews. And then we thought, well, why not do it in Los Angeles at the Promenade Playhouse? We did it for 6 weeks, and we got great reviews. And then I had the crazy idea. That was 2014. And then I had the crazy idea. I would like to do this in Paris in French, because that's where the play takes place. And I started the journey for that.
Wow.
And that's what I mean. All your dreams really can come true in ways you never imagine.
But you need to be strong personality. You need to have beliefs in yourself. You need to take a chance. A lot of people in this beautiful country of ours, USA, a lot of people and lots of my friends, they give up on their own abilities, and somehow somewhere they are choosing to be safe instead of challenging yourself. I came from the country that from the moment when I was born, every day was a challenge, but I always wanted this way. You are same. I then later find out that we are like day apart when it comes to our birth. Then something's there in our zodiac, the Sagittarius, that maybe we have similarity when it comes to this fighting and optimism and just never give up. But a lot of people, even my ex, call me, you are pushing too hard. You are a pusher. I never feel like I'm pushing. I'm feeling like I'm trying to get my journey ahead because I never know what will be in the end. But I cannot live without journey. It drives me crazy. I have always something in mind. But your journey, 2 years ago, from idea into creating the play, into deciding that maybe you can take this play into the friends, then turning this around and making this so important, like I say, to take to Paris and in the heart of the friends, you decided two people, you know, to create again, recreate the same in a French language. Hour and a half, you know, hard here. I don't even know your first night. This probably was petrifying for you.
It was completely terrifying. Like you said, it's completely terrifying to do it in English, 90 yeah. minutes, no intermission, and there's only two actors.
And public is next to you. We were one step apart from you. It's like I could touch you when you were moving around. And you had so little things on the stage, you know, a little table. Just was beautiful. The minimalistic of everything was really, action was you and Picasso.
Because yeah. they are supposed to be underground Paris, so they're not anywhere fancy. They are yeah. underground, the streets of Paris, surrounded by confiscated art that the Nazis have taken in. And that at that moment, Mademoiselle Fischer is in charge of cataloging and making an inventory of what exists. And the set is minimalist, and it is about Picasso. That is the journey. It's the journey of Picasso and this woman.
Yeah.
And the whole debate that happens about what is art? Is art political?
And what was important also for artists, what things they decide to allow to be destroyed and what they really want to keep as very important things in their lives. And sometimes, you know, like in real life, we never know what are the important things we have that we won't hold on to and what we'll let it go. You know, if somebody just say, hey, give it to me, and then you have choice what to say goodbye to and what to keep it, you know. Beautiful play. Okay, I want to know, because in Santa Monica, how many days did you perform?
Well, we did 2 weeks as an avant premiere before leaving to kind yeah. of warm up. Because we were performing in France in French and English, so we performed in English, and then we did one final show before leaving L.A. in French when the French television came, France yeah. 2. And that just shows you, I have had French artists tell me France 2 doesn't even come. That's a national television. And we were on Télématin, which is like Good Morning America.
Congratulations.
Sometimes France 2 doesn't even go to place to things that are happening in Paris. And yet they came to our show because it's so timely and significant. Even though it takes place in 1941, one of the wonderful reviews we got in France was that it said, the cycle keeps going. Back then it was Germany and the Nazis. Now it's Afghanistan, Iran, Syria. It's just the same cycle of art and terrorism. And we were there in Paris during this time period when Paris got bombed. And you know what? The play took on a whole new meaning because there's that section, I don't know if you remember it, where Mademoiselle Fischer says, what is the point of preserving art when we are all dying, when everyone is going to disappear and we are being bombed? And there's that whole section that talks about that. And as an artist, I can tell you that
scary.
After that happened, I didn't know how I felt, but we kept performing because the French government said Paris lives on and everything stayed open, the museums, the yeah. theaters, Paris yeah. lived on. So we continued to perform. But it was that the next couple of nights after those attacks that I realized in that moment doing the play what those words meant. I really did
we have no choice.
Question myself, what am I doing here? Why am I an artist? What is the point of this when we are getting bombed? So suddenly this magical thing happened in this one section of the play that I no longer had to imagine. It came to life. It's like Natalia and Mademoiselle Fischer blended in that moment. And it, as an artist, you can relate. Absolutely. It was the most amazing experience.
The answer is, in a beautiful way, simple. People are coming to watch Natalia and watch the play, which means we, as an artist, we're not supposed to ever question why we are doing what we are doing and who will decide to preserve what we are bringing to the table. I think we are giving people what they are looking for, the moment in time that they will never forget, and hopefully they will never forget. And if we create a movement, if you create a life goes on, even when horrible things happen are happening, we have no choice. We need to live life, okay? Because we cannot hide. In the first moment, everybody wants to not live life the same way, but second day we say no, we need to do what we need to do. You know, we have children, we have life, we have works, we have everything. Life goes on. Then yeah, I can imagine, you know, how amazing that was. A petrifying, of course, and not even amazing, wrong word, but being in the middle of that and playing this type of the play.
If there was a play to be done during that time period, we were the right play, because it was talking exactly about what was happening. And even the audiences that came that night, they were so doubly moved because it was pertinent. It wasn't just Paris 1941. It was Paris now.
Yeah.
And then doing it in French, oh, yeah, it took so many brain cells. I laugh about it. I call it brain cells. It took so much energy concentration to learn that entire script in French and to perform it, you know.
Absolutely.
In French and in English for an entire month. It was quite the experience.
And you must be so proud of yourself. Sometimes in life we need to just sit and say, I'm so proud of myself. And hopefully you feel this way.
We are doubly proud, I'll tell you why, because everyone kept saying how difficult it is to do something mm-hmm. in France, number one. Number two, people were saying it's outrageous to get all the reviews that we got. We had reviewers coming. We had to create a press night that there were so many reviewers. We were lucky we got reviews from day one, from even before day one, and every single one of them is an excellent review.
Wow. So, congratulations. I am not surprised. Again,
I was
sitting, I was sitting like next to you, steps from you, watching you with open mouth, you know, because I knew you, but you were not my friend. You were the amazing actor, you know, that I just loved it so much. My friends came with me too, and they were like, when is another time? I would love to bring my people. Hopefully you will come back and we can see you over and over. Start screaming out loud, people, you need to come and see Picasso one more time. But because we are talking also, okay, we covered a little bit the actor in you.
Yes.
We covered a little bit the CEO, the director of this amazing place. Again, everybody who has a child who would love to study acting, you don't need to have an accent like us. Now you can be one of Americans who just can step into the school and just find an unusual culture, you know, place that probably will inspire a child even more, because could be the next person with your child will be person from Italy, from Japan, from something, they'll be studying the same. But the friendships that we made, they're just amazing one, so strong one. But I'm so proud of you that this part can even work when you are far away, because school is running and you are in France doing great things there. But still, how worried you are when you are leaving if school will not fall apart without your brain and without your power and, you know, just whatever you represent. And that's your school. Whatever we say, this is your school.
It is my school. And one of the journeys I've tried to take is to learn as a CEO what it is to be the CEO of the company. And I think that I'm beginning to step into that role and understand. And I've learned so much. You have to trust your staff. You have to delegate.
Yes.
You cannot do everything. Yes, I could, but I am better served doing other things. So you have to trust your staff, trust your teachers, put the system in place so that it works like clockwork.
I was so surprised. You know, I wanted you to tell people out loud, because a lot of people are control freaks. And even when they're in boss positions, they will be like the puppeteers. They will be like just running around on the top of your head and just watching every step, and a critic or just come and knock to your door, so you do this, do this, do it. You are not like that. I was invited to teach this 9 weeks class, vocal performing class, and there was this something first that you decided to do an open invitation for me, knowing that I really train a lot of great singers and vocals, and I produce albums, and I know what I'm doing because I'm well-trained person from the Europe too. But still, your trust in me was so welcoming because you never made me feel like you're worried that something will go wrong. You know, you gave me the first class that was like overview. I had many students. They 90% signed back and we had amazing time for 9 weeks. And you just left to friends doing your things and school was perfectly fine. Students were coming. Everybody was in a place. And that's what I admire about boss. And I don't want to say woman boss because that's what I want to say. Because I think the woman boss is almost has this part of mothers in us. You're motherly towards everybody. You let them breathe when you just say, okay, you're on the way. I think you'll be fine. And you do your life because it's so easy to just sit in one place and just watch over one project. You have so much to do that you want to do. Then let's talking about your speaking engagement and traveling all around the world, around festivals, film festivals, because you do magic too. And I couldn't believe a few days ago, I had the pleasure to meet in, I can call this our place, and a beautiful place, a promenade place, amazing young actor who just flew with parents and his sister because you tell us the story. This is a great story. Why I'm saying this? Because I'm hoping, I'm self-pitching myself also that I was welcome to open the vocal department, performance department in your beautiful, wonderful, important school in Santa Monica. But that's a journey that I will take slowly with you and hopefully we'll turn this into welcome to our school, learn a vocal performance, and we'll take you from demos to the recordings. But you had a young child. I'm developing young artists too from 12 years up. But you had somebody who insisted they want to take acting classes, a whole course, probably the 2 years or 1 year course. And tell me, I couldn't believe this beautiful parents with the two young actors from Mexico?
From Mexico.
Tell us how this happened.
Well, once a year I go to the Guanajuato Film Festival in Mexico. And then I end up doing a workshop in Mexico City as
one
well.
One second, I need to pick up the phone and then, hello? Hello?
Hello, Mona. How
Ellen,
are you?
Ellen, thank you so much. This is our another guest. We had little trouble to connection. I am talking right now, and I'm trying to finish the topic that we just started. Ellen, could you hang out for a little bit with us? Listen to Natalia, my beautiful guest, and because we are talking about very, very important things. But again, you will love my guest, and when you'll be in LA, we all will be friends forever, too.
Yay! In one moment. Okay, well, I can hang out for about another 15 minutes. I am in line to see the Star Wars movie tonight.
Okay, then do you? Okay, then maybe, okay. Let's okay, Ellen. If you are in the Star Wars line, then I think I will give you a few minutes before you fly somewhere, you know, in the sky and watch whatever you want to watch. But Ellen, you were here not long ago and you were my guest, but we just lost electricity in the studio. Then our conversation got cut in the middle. I'm talking to Ellen Roth. Could you tell us one more time your name? Your
way. My name's Ellen Rohr, and I call myself the plumber's wife because I learned everything I know about business when I jumped into my family business and married my husband, Hot Rod. But I don't want to interfere with your wonderful guest now. I can wait for a few minutes.
You probably don't remember. In 10 minutes, my show just ends, and then I'm moving to a video show. But if I cannot talk to you today, we can move to next Monday, and I'm more than happy to do that. Whatever works, because I know we're supposed to call 30 minutes ago. Ellen,
that was my bad. I didn't have the right to call-in number. We had another number, and I was like, oh, no.
Okay, Ellen.
But now I've got the right one.
This is live radio, and I think this is so much fun, and this is the second time. First time there was electricity, second time. Now we have Star Wars plus wrong phone number. But I think the third time will be a charm, and we'll be having peaceful conversation because you have something better to do right now.
I'll tell you what, then you continue on with Natalia. Have a great great time. I love, love, love you. I love being friends with you and your wonderful daughter. And I will arrange that we can meet next Monday.
Okay, and we'll learn how to make $40 million your way. I love you.
Yeah, oh yeah, we can do that. That's easy peasy.
Bye-bye. Great.
Love, love. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. Oh, she's dynamic. I love this lady. But yeah, I want people to know her. And I was happy that you are here too, because this is one of those women's boss who turned her life around in a very unusual way. And she's very, very successful businesswoman. Anyway, Ellen, have a good time in a movie line. Okay, coming back to the visit, the parents with two beautiful, talented actors, very young actors. Could you tell us, you are traveling around with festivals and film festivals, and you met them in Mexico?
Yes, I was conducting a workshop this summer in Mexico City, the North American Acting Techniques, which is one of my specialties. It's combining different acting techniques into one method so that we don't discriminate and don't just say only one way is the right way. I don't believe in that. I believe in synergizing and mixing things up. So this little boy is 10. And he kept writing that he wanted to be in the class. And our Mexican representative said, no, you are too young. Yeah. You have to be at least 14. But he insisted so much. And he's a star actor in Mexico. He's working on soap operas, on films. He already finished his high school. He's like a little genius kid. So we thought, okay, we'll make an exception and we'll take him in. And you saw, he's gorgeous.
Beautiful and smart and huggable. He's so warm. And you know, this is the it that some people have. They enter the door and you're like, wow, aura of something very, very special. How can you say no to 10-year-old boy? But how can you say yes, which you know that you have most of your artists, actors, directors, screenwriters who are studying in your school, they're mostly age of 18 and above, yes?
Yes. Well, this was a special teenagers class. I was holding two, one for adults, one for teenagers. He was still young for being a teenager. But I think it's part of what you were saying. Part of what I've learned as a CEO is my job is to listen.
Yeah.
And to put you where you want to be, whether you're a teacher or a director, an actor or a student. I consider my job to listen and to try to help people go where they want to go. This little boy was so insistent that we said, okay, we'll bring you in. And he was fabulous. Yeah. And the philosophy also that I always have is that when you're an actor, you will always act with someone who is older than you, who could be your mother or your grandmother. Or you will act with someone who's younger than you. You will be someone's mother, someone's sister, someone's grandmother. So we have to get used to working with actors in different ages because that's the reality out there.
So true, it's life.
That's life, right?
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, perfect. So we brought him in and he did a wonderful job, very committed, very dedicated, so much so that his parents want to bring him to study at the conservatory. Mm. And he's a genius kid, so they don't want to wait until he's 18.
Yeah.
They want to bring him now. So I actually had to call immigration and find out how it works with somebody who's under 18 years old.
But he's a star. He's already established. He's not like, oh, the train my child. He is protege. He's somebody that you almost are happy to take under your wings because you can fast forward so much his career. And he's an actor. He's already an actor. Happens that he doesn't speak well English, which I know is a perfect place, that your school is a perfect place for him. And but the parents, the way how they trust, they were so, like there was, they felt right away like in home. You were showing them around. They had this another daughter who is a singer, or 8 years old, beautiful girl, really beautiful.
What
a gorgeous girl. But now you've been lots of responsibilities because bringing young child like that into your school, you're bringing another challenge to yourself, or maybe angels or somebody who creates the opportunities for you will create something that I believe is very, very important for your school, that you'll be having the youth group of coming from maybe Los Angeles arena and outside and from international places, that you can create classes like that and school like that for younger artists. But now you have one so young. What you will do with him?
Well, we will treat him like a young adult because he is a young adult. He works in a world where there are adults and we are going to skyrocket his career into the United States because it's what he wants, it's what his parents want, and I am positive that that boy is going to work and be a star. He just needs to transition. And how can he transition? Well, by coming to school like us, a non-traditional school. That's what I love. I love being non-traditional and doing something non-traditional like that, taking the star
and
child actor.
Drop this in America, learn English. He will learn crazy fast, and he will find amazing agents if already he doesn't have an agent. And you'll be the one who opened door for him, and I love you for that because I know how important it is. They call me mentoring when I teach and coach the singers and produce albums for them. They call this, you are my mentor. And at first, I was a little scared of this word. I'm like, what a responsibility. Now I'm thinking, yes, I am. Because it's not for me. Nobody will knew how amazing talent you have in your hands. And you just need to open the door for them. And like you say, don't question. This is the right decision for this boy. And you will make this happen. I know you will. Okay, Natalia, one more time. Where is your place?
Santa Monica on the 3rd Street Promenade, the Los Angeles Performing Arts Conservatory. We have a new session of classes that start in mid-January. Join us. We have on-camera technique, American acting techniques, voice and speech, and would love to have you, whether you're American or international.
And like I said, everybody can go to Facebook page, to Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and whole world, and check the links because I post everything. I post a little bit about Natalia, I post about the winter schedule, I post some pictures from the gorgeous artist that I had the pleasure to work with. I think this is a very happening school, and I'm telling you, parents, you just knock to the doors and just see the links, see the websites, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But for right now, we have 5 more minutes. Please, everybody who would like to see Natalia in person and see me and see Lucy Hill, our beautiful English accented journalist, with her guest, who is a lady from iHeartRadio and Univision. We'll be talking, you know, Spanish, English, Polish accents. We'll be having everything in our on camera show. And we have only a few shows, like we know, on LA Talk Radio that are taped. Then everybody switch to video channel in 10 minutes. For right now, I have something really cool for everybody. I just got fresh mix, very, very fresh, like baked fresh mix of a new song. Natasha Mira and Ilona Europa and Adam Abramek, we created some very cool song. And I would like to share this song with all of you listeners. Like I said, 3 hours ago, I got this mix. Let's listen up. That's the title of the song, Natasha Mira, Adam Abramek, Ilona Europa, writers. Natasha Mira, listen up.
The summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow.
Listen up, call me now, I'm waiting. You and I are meant to rule the world.
Thank you for listening. Natasha Mira, listened up, a song that we wrote with Adam Abramek and myself, Ilona Europa, few months ago. And who would think a story how I met Adam Abramek is very unusual. Like I said, we met a few years ago via Skype when he was producing a very known European star songs that I wrote for her, like two songs. But then he popped up in Los Angeles, and he thought he knew me. I thought I knew him. No, we never met. But from this moment on, I invited him to Accent On, and we just got this idea that we'll be writing, co-writing together. And what can I say? Not only Natasha did great song for us, but we have also Shitanya and Raju, our great artists who I sometimes play their music. They are working and they are signed right now with very, very cool group called Ignite. And we'll be writing and producing more songs, and everything will go to Europe too. Woo! Then Accent On, the best like we can be. And we are opening doors to very, very young artists similar to our wonderful guest, Natalia. If you can tell us your name and one more time, name of your company, name of your school, that people will remember.
Natalia Lazarus, Los Angeles Performing Arts Conservatory on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica.
And please, everybody, switch the channel, video channel. In 10 minutes, we are live again. And for right now, I love you, people. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.